Introducing the latest program from entrepreneur and marketing consultant David Blaze.
What does it take to quickly reach and exceed $1 million a year in promotional product sales? Welcome to Top Secrets of Multi-Million Dollar Producers. I'm David Blaze. In an industry where the average promotional products distributor generates $250,000 a year, what do you have to do differently and better to generate $3 million, $5 million, even $8 or $10 million in annual sales in your business? Is it really possible to make your time, energy, and actions produce 5, 10, 25 times the results? Today, the average performer in our industry will drive an average car to and from an average home, make an average number of phone calls to a totally average group of prospects. He or she will make average presentations, face an average level of rejection, and close an average number of sales at an average profit margin to ensure an average commission after paying an average share of taxes. As a result of all this, the average performer will provide for his or her family a thoroughly average standard of living. The fact that you're listening to this program indicates that you're looking for something better than average. After all, multi-million dollar producers are the exception, not the rule. This means that they have to do things differently. Their expectations are higher, their priorities clearer, and the specific actions they take allow them to achieve exceptional results. If you've been having trouble breaking out of the pack and generating exceptional sales results, this program is your solution. There are many ways to build a multi-million dollar business, and my personal approach might be very different than yours. That's why, in addition to my own experiences, I've arranged for you to hear firsthand about the experiences of other multi-million dollar producers. Let's face it, nothing allows us to generate exceptional results better and faster than targeting exceptional prospects, making exceptional presentations, and closing exceptional sales at exceptional profit margins. While much has been written about top performers, until now, no one has ever gone well beyond the basic concepts to give you the ideas, the strategies, and more importantly, the specific tactics and tools you need to quickly reach and exceed $1 million a year in promotional product sales. Who should you target? How should you target? What are the specific actions you need to take every single day? And how can you monitor yourself to be sure you're taking those actions on a consistent basis? The answers to all this and more are included in this program. So welcome and congratulations. The first step in your journey toward multi-million dollar producer begins now. Excerpt 1.
Let's talk about the numbers. How many clients do you need in order to be a multi-million dollar producer? Let's talk average order size, frequency of purchase, you know, the usual.
I have way too many. I have 750 to 800 clients. That's just ridiculous.
Just get rid of some.
I apologize for that. And their average order is about 500 to 750. But then in the top group, you know, the 20%, they do 80% of my business. So.
Right.
But I do have a whole bunch of them. And I just hate to, I know that I should give some of them up because I just buy mugs once a year. But you know what? I like them. And they like me. They know they can pop in. And they always give me a lead or two. So it's like, hey, they're okay.
Right.
So.
We have about 125 buying customers. Our average order size is $1,100. Like I had mentioned earlier, we break our accounts down. I still have three or four accounts. I have a taxi cab company that would talk to me back when I was 19 years old. And, you know, I go in and I write about a $1,500 press and stick calendar order every year. One call a year, I just got to call in the guy, and, you know, he's right by our post office. And if they do the math, am I too good not to go in and get
That's right.
a $1,500
That's
order right. on an A?
Right.
So I don't think it's you know, so bad that you have a client doing one order or two orders a year, even if it's you know, $500-$600. What we've found is you can have an A-plus client seems to give you referrals. They'll say, hey, Bruce, I got this brother-in-law who's starting this construction company, you know, and you have to take care of him.
Right.
You know, or it comes back and bites you. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that you want to be careful of are those clients that you have to know what things cost inside your company. You have to know how much time clients are sucking from you, and is the return on investment good? I mean, you can be changing a lot of dollars, but they can be very, very difficult clients to work with. You know, they never have decent artwork, and the list goes on and on and on. Unrealistic production times and always wanting you to jump through not just a hoop, but a flaming hoop.
Yeah.
You know, at some point you have to look at it and say, you know, is this thing worth it?
Excerpt 2.
We probably have somewhere between 100 and 200 active accounts. We probably have 10 or 15 that are doing more than 100,000 a year. We probably have 3 or 4 that are doing more than $1 million a year. Obviously, we're in some of those, it's one department. In some of those, it's several departments. Our average order, I think this year, is probably $5,000 or $6,000, or average invoice. I shouldn't say average order, average invoice. You know, there are times that we do some orders that are $500,000 or more, and so I clear the record. That's not doing 1 million widgets, okay? It may be a program that might include printing, and it might include prizes and all teasers and all kinds of things within that $500,000.
Excerpt 3. Very often, the selling part of selling is easy. For many in our industry, it's fun to meet new people, establish rapport, find out what we have in common, determine needs, make intelligent, targeted product recommendations, close sales, write orders, and follow up after the sale. What's not fun for most people is dealing with rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection. Hearing, no, I don't want it. No, I don't need it. No, you're not a preferred vendor. No, I'm not interested. No, I already have it. No, you're not on the bid list. No, I'm happy with my current supplier. No, 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 no. That's the part that most reasonable people have trouble with. Now, most sales managers will tell you that rejection is just part of the game. Don't take it personally. It's all a numbers game. Okay, all true, but none of these things make rejection any easier to deal with. The best gift I can give you in this session is the ability to completely turn the tables on rejection, allowing you to call the shots. You determine who's in, you determine who's out. It's very liberating. Many in our industry engage in verbal sword fighting with prospects, using their ability to overcome objections in an attempt to get unqualified prospects to say that they really do need promotional products, whether or not the prospects really think they do. When we're successful at persuading unqualified prospects to express an interest in what we have to offer, we're setting ourselves up for failure. Because if they really don't have a need or budget and end up buying anyway, they will likely resent it. And that means there is very likely no repeat business, no ongoing business, no referral business, and it's even questionable whether or not we'll get paid. So ultimately, we need to think of prospecting as a sifting process. Remember the old prospectors in the Old West? In all the cowboy movies, they'd have a crazy old man running around with gnarled hands and a grungy-looking hat, all dirty and disoriented. And what does a prospector in the Old West do? He digs, right? Digging and panning for gold. He'd have this little pan, and he'd scoop up the dirt and the water and the bugs and whatever else was in there, and he'd shake it around. And when the mud and dirt was filtered out, hopefully the stuff he's left with was gold. That's what prospecting is. It's sifting. Sifting through dirt to find the gold. Now, let me ask you something. Whether you're prospecting for gold or prospecting for clients, what do you suppose you're going to find more of? Dirt or gold? Common sense tells you you're going to find more dirt, right? Write that down. Dirt! When I'm prospecting, I'm going to find me a lot of dirt. Because there's a lot more dirt in the world than there is gold. So let's make a rule. This will be Top Secret's rule of prospecting number 1. You can't persuade dirt to become gold. Even those crazy old prospectors knew that, didn't they? They wouldn't try to convince or persuade or talk that dirt into becoming gold. Why? Because it's dirt, and you can't persuade dirt to become gold.
Hi, this is Don O'Gara with Event Media Management. I purchased this product for one of our top sales reps who has expressed a strong desire in becoming a multi-million dollar producer in the promotional products industry. She has been with Event Media Management for about 7 months and has struggled much of that time, but in the last 2 months, particularly after studying the top secrets of multi-million dollar producers, her book of business really exploded. One of the key ingredients was the ultimate industry needs analysis portion of the materials. Questioning and needs analysis has been a struggle for this individual. Nevertheless, your materials really helped open up the doors for her. Her book of business grew from struggling to get over $250,000 to better than $750,000 in just about 60 days. It's just been amazing. And I'm confident that this rep will exceed $1 million in closed sales in her first year as a promotional products professional. Thank you very much for the wonderful materials. Keep up the great work and can't wait to see your next product.
I'm David Blaze. I hope the material on this disc has been beneficial to you. If it has, I encourage you to join us. Our mission is to empower you with the tools and strategies you need to increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business on a guaranteed basis. Here's my personal guarantee, my promise to you. Test drive top secrets risk-free in your own business for a full year. If at the end of that time you haven't made or saved at least 10 times the cost of the system in increased sales or bottom line savings, I don't want you to keep it. Just send Top Secrets back for a full 100% refund. No hassles, no hard feelings.
To order Top Secrets online now using your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, log on to www.topsecretswebsite.com. To order by phone, call Blaze Drake & Company, toll-free at 1-800-494-2721, extension 130. That's 1-800-494-2721, extension 130. Don't you owe it to yourself and your family to call right now?